Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Orange County Season 12, Episode 3 is anything but quiet when Shannon Bedore and Kelly Dodd cause a scene at The Quiet Woman, creating one of the most iconic OC episodes to date. Legendary actress, singer, author, businesswoman, and health spokesperson Suzanne Summers joins me to recap the loudest housewives dinner of them all. This is Real Housewives of Orange County Season 12, Episode 3, The Not-So-Quiet Woman. Let's get into it. Okay, so are you a housewife watcher?
I'm not. These are the first time I'm doing this for you.
I love you. And by the way, it's funny, I'm doing this for us too, because I had never seen this episode. And what's funny too is that I don't watch the show really. I was on the show, but I don't watch the show. But I wonder if there are many things you've been in that you wouldn't necessarily watch.
Well, I did, and I didn't realize I was doing it. You know, Yolanda Hadid.
Right.
And she had Lyme disease. That's how we met. I meet people over diseases.
Right. Well,
Yolanda, a little tricky, says, I want you to come over and just talk about Lyme. And when I sat there on the couch, I realized, oh, we're doing a show.
Oh. Oh, you were on The Housewives talking about Lyme?
Yeah, whatever show she was doing.
Right. Okay. So then I sometimes like when someone really is just seeing this fresh because it's a really unique perspective, but I'm seeing this show somewhat fresh. I know more obviously than you do, but when I watch them, a lot of things come to mind. All right. Because there was one part about a double mastectomy I thought you would find interesting. And so there are nuggets. There's a lot of garbage to pick through in these shows, but there are sometimes some, you know, things, some vehicles for good conversation.
Absolutely.
So, all right. So I thought, and we're coming in seasons later after these people start, but this woman, Shannon, who I know who she is, Shannon Bedore, I don't know if I've ever met her. She's with this other woman, Lydia, at a party. And it seems insane to be having this kind of argument, taking something so seriously and pulling off in a stretch limousine mid-broad daylight.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. God, she needed to chill.
Right?
Yeah. Like, okay. It's not that big a deal.
I thought so too. And but what's funny is that how many times have you been married?
Twice.
Okay. So we later find out, not in this episode, but in this show, that he's cheating on her and a younger girl, and there's a loveless marriage, and like all of the yarn ball starts to untie. And I think about very challenging times in my life over here, and when you're very like intense over here.
So you overreact. You overreact. Yeah.
And you're on a reality show and people are drinking and everything, and the stakes are heightened also with cameras. So I'm thinking that her weight and everything is like probably culminating at this time in her life. It doesn't seem like she is very happy
at all. Is she the one who gained 40 pounds?
She gained, it sounded like 40 to 50 pounds. Yeah, that's Shannon. Yeah.
And 40 of those pounds of on her weight is fat.
I thought it was 40%.
Oh, I think you're right.
That's really
not quite awake yet.
That's presumably why my producers chose you to talk about this, though, because of the health aspect. Like that sounded serious to you, right?
When I watched, I thought she's another victim of chemicalization. We're under the greatest environmental assault in the history of humanity, and people don't realize that. You know, the GI tract is the length of a tennis court. And around that barrier on the GI tract is mucus. And that mucus is your immune system. When you eat non-organic food and fast food and things like that, that bad element comes into the body in through the GI tract, and it eats through that barrier wall, causing leaky gut. It eats little holes, and the leaky gut is a major concern. So, you know, I do these three Facebook live shows a week, SuzanneSummers.com, and everybody was complaining about their guts and their guts and their guts. And as I watched this woman on the Housewives, I thought, you've got gut issues is what you've really got.
And I thought that scene with the chiropractor guy, I didn't really think he was too tough on her. I was wondering if people would think he was too tough. He kept saying, he was like, wow. And then he said, wow. And I feel like people that really love you, that are around you, are not going to say like, you need to lose weight or you're unhealthy or something. But I thought that he kind of was still supportive in the way that he said it to her. Did you agree?
He was. And what he was really asking her, you know, when you look like this, is, are you having sex with your husband?
Right.
And I thought, probably not. She probably is embarrassed to take her clothes off. That's a big weight gain. But once again, nobody is noticing that it's the environment and the chemicals.
And he's working out like a midlife crisis. And then you hear later that he's having an affair, and all these pieces are adding up in a woman's life and during menopause. And it's right. Just, she seems like she's having some sort of a break, like a disproportionate reaction to things. Like she's at this party and she's melting down and she's never going to speak to the person again. And then she just can't keep it together, it feels like. But that I gave her a lot of credit for talking to the audience about weighing 172 pounds. Like that must have been courageous. She certainly just hadn't been on the scale in years. I thought that was pretty courageous. And she's lost a ton of weight, by the way.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's devastating to gain that kind of weight. I've never gained that kind of weight. But I did have stomach issues about 10 years ago. And I was looking at myself in a publicity picture and I thought, oh, that doesn't look good. But it's about what you're eating.
Yeah.
And it's not about fattening food. It's about eating chemicals.
And quantity. You know,
Sometimes I say to people, what did you eat today? And they don't know. I go, well, and then let's go through it. And it's chemicals. It's fast food and chemicals. So it's just.
Yeah. The other girl was Peggy. And she's new. I had never seen her before in my life. And she had a double mastectomy, which is like, that's like when Angelina Jolie did it proactively. You know that you're prone to that. That's a move. That's a courageous move in one's life, a humbling move.
But, you know, I wrote a book about cancer called Knockout, Doctors Curing Cancer Without Drugs. And one of the doctors I interviewed, an oncologist, she said, I have so many women coming in who've had mastectomies to remove the evidence. And she said, and then they're back again. It comes back. She said, just removing it isn't the answer. The answer is find the cause. What caused this?
Right.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Lydia's the girl who was the long hair who was having the argument in the beginning, and she's working with her husband. Do you work with your husband? So she's working with her husband in a magazine. I think it was Nobleman. I looked it up.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that it didn't seem like it was around anymore. But do you work with your husband? Because I feel like you're together a lot.
We run our business together.
So you work together every day?
Every day. We're never apart.
And that's always worked?
We get along so great. I love our marriage, and he loves our marriage. And
like, I hear his dishes in the background right now.
Yeah, he does that.
That's amazing. That yeah. You're together. Because I'm not in a relationship where we're together all the time. And it struck me when I saw Lydia. I saw her working with her husband, but she said something about her father who was successful, and I guess her grandfather or uncle, and she kind of emasculated her husband. Did you hear that when she said, I wish he could be more like my father, or it was either my uncle or grandfather, because her husband obviously doesn't work the way that she wants him to? I thought it was degrading.
I don't think I heard that, but there's something that's ringing a bell.
Yeah, they were sitting and then you saw like a cutaway and she said, my father, I guess she comes from a wealthy family, or successful father and another male figure in the family. And she was basically saying, which her husband's obviously going to see, that she wishes her husband had more of what her father had. Ooh. And like, he's not tough.
Relationship ruiner.
That's like emasculation 101, right?
Yeah, you don't compare.
No.
You love. And if you love, you love. But you don't compare.
No. No. And I think about the relationships on these shows a lot because in the beginning, the girl that we're saying is having challenge with her husband when that limo came, he was like, "What, sweetie? What happened, sweetie?" He seemed like he was being nice to her. And I haven't seen a lot, but I've seen him on that show before being nice to her. And I feel like things devolve. Just like the, you know, relationships devolve, like wear and tear, erosion in relationships. It you can't really take it for granted because I watched her with him and he seemed sweet. And I'm not saying he's a good guy. I don't know anything about him, but I just mean the relationship seems like it really changed.
I think a good relationship is about giving each other a lot of attention and not criticizing. And I think my relationship with Alan is as close to perfect as it can get.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
It is amazing.
I met him when I was a girl, and I think 18, and I loved him the moment I met him.
That's amazing. And you've been together ever since?
Yeah, we've been together 55 years.
That's unbelievable.
Well, it's unbelievable when you consider I've been married twice, but I got pregnant at 18 and that didn't work out so well.
Yeah. Yeah.
At that time, you remember, if you got pregnant, you and they said you had to get married. So I walked around with that shame thing of yes. I had to get married.
Of course.
But God, if I'd stayed with him, I'd be in jail.
Yeah. But it was a long time ago. I get that. It's a totally different world.
Yeah.
And on these shows, sometimes people go on these shows so they to save their marriage. I've seen that where they're having problems. It seems like an adventure or it's something that the man kind of like Kelsey Grammer and Camille, you know, gives to her as like the swan song. Like there are these things going on where you see at the end of a relationship, sometimes they go on these shows. I'm not saying always, but
is that true that Kelsey Grammer and his wife broke up on one of these shows?
It's true that at the end of their relationship, like when she was a new housewife, he was on, he looked like he was eating nails. He was on for, I think, one episode and he looked like it was torture and he had to be on camera. So he probably agreed. He probably did it out of guilt or something, letting her, quote unquote, letting her be on the show and, you know, agreeing to do it himself. And she's on the other camera talking about how she walked into her building in New York City and they didn't know who she was because they thought she was the woman he was having the affair with. So she's talking about his affair on the show and everyone knows it was just like he was dragged into it because of her being on it. I mean, his actions are his own actions. I'm not saying he's faultless, but it's a disaster. But a lot of times there were all these shows, you see these people and they end up breaking up. The woman who has the new baby who's in the kitchen, the baseball player that we'll get into.
Oh, yeah.
They're broken up. He seems like he can't stand her. Like, it's literally why he's on the show. And it looks like it seems like he hates her.
It wasn't ideal, was it? I mean, I'm watching this going, how'd you get close enough to make that baby?
Right? It's cold. He's a baseball player, just so you know. She's, you know, this is one of those things when you sign up in a relationship for something and it was right there, but you think somehow it's going to change. Like, she married a professional baseball player and it seems like they resent the shit out of each other now.
They probably do. You know, I believe that the first thought you have about things is the real answer for you. Hmm. And I think your observances are astute.
They want to drink it pretty.
Yeah.
You know, like drink it
pretty.
That's
a great saying.
Yeah. So they go to this dinner now. The girl that is Armenian who had the double mastectomy, she was probably only on this one season. I've never seen her since. And I want to explain to you a dynamic that I recognize because it's this bait that people take when they're new on these shows. They want to come on and show everybody how much better they are than them. Like, oh, like you were invited to the party, but then you're going to act like you don't know why you're there. You know what I mean? Or taking a project and like you act like you're better than bigger. Nobody's bigger than the game. So she comes on and she thinks she's going to be, oh, and two people don't talk to each other and communicate. She came on to be better than and was like shutting everything down. And I said, that's the kiss of death. Like, that's the sign someone's getting fired as a housewife.
I think that moment where I was feeling such compassion for her with her double mastectomy. And then she said, nobody sees what I see, but they just see the jewelry and the hair and the face and the clothes. And I'm thinking, that's kind of not a way to pull in friends.
There are some people on here that really think they're bigger than the show. So she's at the dinner and Shannon's just trying to connect to her and talk about her husband who, and we say, he said, oh, it was, Shannon was saying to that girl, Peggy, that I got very stressed out because it was in the media that my husband beat me. Okay, I can understand.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I can understand her having a rough patch if people thought her husband physically abused her. Now, that may be true or may not. Either way, that's not someone else's
secret. She said that, didn't she?
She said to the girl, Peggy, I had a rough year and I gained, 40 pounds or however much she gained. And she didn't say my marriage is falling apart because that probably wasn't in her mind completely yet. But she did say people were saying that my husband beats me. And the girl Peggy was like, we do that every Friday night at my house. Who cares? Don't let it bother you. Like belittling her experience.
Yeah. But she did say after I was just in my country, that's how we joke. But I didn't think it was funny.
But she had a better than, I'll say, it, she had a better than vibe.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but look at
you. Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So they go to dinner. Of course, the restaurant's called The Quiet Woman. Of course. And just to give you a little background. So Shannon is the wacky one we've been discussing. Two other girls are new and it doesn't, I hate to say, really matter. They don't go on that long. So they're not characters you're going to invest in. But the thin blonde, who's like the friend who has the guinea pig, she's...
Oh, right.
She's Tamara. She's kind of an iconic housewife. You know, she's like good at her job as a housewife. And she's always sort of in between all the dramatic pieces. And then the other girl who's in the bathroom with the collar over her sweater and the boobs, she's kind of a villain, Kelly Dodd. But my opinion in this show is you need quote unquote characters like that, people like that, because that represents the world. Like if they start showing these synthetic groups that everybody's saying what you want politically, it's not real.
Well, when I was watching it, I couldn't help but think of Larry David and Curb Your Enthusiasm. Because his humor is absurd, that people act absurd.
Right.
And as I was watching it, I thought, the way you're acting right now is absurd. And have you ever seen Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Met every single episode, yeah.
Oh, me too. Well, you know how it is.
You're right. You can't believe Susie Essman is like, you fucking moron. You're a fucking moron. Right. And like, that's what would happen on the show. That's such an astute, genius thing to say. Because you can't believe you just saw that happen.
Character. Yeah, she's a great character.
Oh, amazing.
Calls her husband a fat fuck.
Yeah, you fat fuck. Oh, yeah. I love her. Love her.
She's one of the best characters on television.
She's great. So that's an astute observation. And I agree. It's outlandish. That's why I'm saying. But that's why I like, you know, I always say, and it's not my original material. I don't know who I got it from. But when you love to love a character, it's great. When you love to hate a character, when it's great.
Great.
When you hate to hate a character, you're kind of hating yourself. It's like getting dirty and like not great. You love to hate him.
I watched that show and it's wonderful and it's awful and it's wonderful. And it's awful. And I go back and forth. And we started watching it because there's so much violence and war and, you know, lousy stuff on television. And we thought, that's a terrible thing to go to bed with. You can't sleep when you're all in turmoil.
Yeah.
So we started watching Curb Your Enthusiasm a year ago. And I can't wait to get in bed and watch it. It's so...
Wait, don't tell me you haven't watched the entire season of Schitt's Creek.
I have.
Oh, I love it. My daughter and I love it. It's like feel good, funny, stupid.
And also, it's a whole different thing. It's Succession. I love.
Yeah.
They're doing some good things on television, but my favorite right now is Larry David. And my goal is to see all 110 episodes.
Well, that will happen.
Yeah.
So this is as absurd as that. And I bring this up because the character Kelly is horrible, but for some reason, when I see her, I just am entertained. Like I want to not be entertained because she can be horrible. And she's like putting her face against the window as they're leaving. Like it's absolutely terrible. But I find the woman Peggy looking down upon everybody else in that overall experience more terrible. Like I kind of find that this woman Kelly is just, it's her id. Like whatever she thinks she's just saying, and that's a real person. I may not like her, but that's what I find interesting because they take people off these shows and try to make them very political correct. And when they put the really politically correct groups together who would not associate with each other, it seems preachy and it just seems awkward for the audience. Like you're going to have a couple of crazy people. You're going to have a couple of pieces of shit in the mix. Like you're going to have, that's a reality show. That's people.
That's an interesting description.
Yeah, like Larry David, you love, you don't even hate him. You just, it's like, he's a disaster.
We were at a restaurant one night and Giorgio Baldi.
Yes,
and I knew it. And Larry David and his wife, and I think a daughter walks in and they sit, he kind of scares me. I go up to everybody, but you never know if he's going to say, hey, or yeah. And so I didn't say hello to him. And he sits right across from us and they sit down and they don't talk. And then they order their dinner and then he pulls out a pack of cards and they start playing cards and they receive their dinner. They don't talk through the whole dinner. And when the dinner's over, he pays the bill and they get up and leave. They never talked. Never. Never.
That's so funny.
And then I thought, that's who he is.
Right. Yeah. And you got to understand your person 100%. You got to understand your person. Okay, so Kelly says this is where you lose me. When Kelly goes a little below the belt, like making a comment about the weight. Like, this woman has just come clean about the fact that she weighs 172 pounds. And the one thing I don't like is when anyone grabs the low-hanging fruit for an insult. Like, you don't go, you got to fight fair.
Of course, of course.
She says, keep eating. And then Shannon feels shame because that wasn't her plate. So she feels this shame and she says, keep eating.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who was your favorite character?
I didn't really want to hang with any of them.
That's fair. Okay. All right. Well, if you didn't want to hang out with any of them, so what was the rose and what was the thorn of the episode? For me, the rose was feeling hope that she was going to get on a journey with that guy in some way. Like, I felt like there you had turned a corner. You're not going to get on a scale on television and see a number for yourself. And you see your husband doing those monkey bars and all that. That felt a little like Rocky. Like, let's get cold and let's get to Philadelphia and run those steps.
Yeah, I had a similar reaction.
Okay, so that, and what was your thorn?
I think the one who felt better than.
Peggy was your thorn. Yeah.
And when you said what her issues were, before the show, I instantly was compassionate, but her demeanor took away that element.
I know. And then you feel guilty because you see that somebody's been through something and they've made themselves not likable. And that's happened before on the show. And I thought I did the Kelly comment of like, keep eating. It's just so you're going to throw an insult. Yeah. It better be an intelligent non-character assassination or physical, you know,
it was a bitchy female.
Yeah, you don't say you're ugly, you're fat, your clothes, you're poor. Like, that's disgusting. You could come up with something that would convey your point, you know, that could be even so much more powerful. You could say the amount of insecurity that you are projecting right now is so incredibly distracting. Like, you could say something intelligent that.
You know, I think what a lot of people don't understand, and if you understand this simple thing, it's much easier to survive, and that is handles. A handle being, I'm so sorry that you're gaining weight. Perhaps you could try this or that, or whatever. I haven't had time to think about it, but I never offend anybody that I'm aware of, and that's because I always preface it with a way that they can wiggle out of it.
But this person wanted to hurt the other person, so she went for the long-hanging fruit. I mean, you can be mad at somebody and give a bitchy comment, but it should not be something that's going to attack their physicality or something like that. That's just that's below the belt.
It's shitty.
It's totally shitty, exactly. And then I can't help but two things struck me as incredibly rich. Tamara, who's gotten naked wasted on the show, quote unquote, and not judging any of these people. I've been on reality television too. But to say, I'm just thinking about what Jesus would do. I'm fairly sure that Jesus would not be on The Housewives. Like, that was, and then juxtaposing that with the other girl praying about Jesus in the bathroom in Jesus's name and give this girl. But like, we had two very, I mean, we were in The Quiet Woman with Tamara and Kelly Dodd and Shannon and this girl praying in the bathroom, Jesus, doing like a toilet bowl prayer in the bathroom to Jesus. And then Tamara's like, I just think about what Jesus would do. I'm like, oh, Jesus. I mean.
Yeah. It was cringy.
I mean, Jesus on The Housewives. Like, yeah, let's think about what Jesus would do on The Housewives. So, yeah, that was definitely a reach. Well, it was great to talk to you about something totally ridiculous, and I appreciate your time.
But I watched it and was intrigued.
Well, it was great talking to you. I appreciate you doing this so much. Tell your husband I said hello.
Oh, you want to see him?
Yeah. Here, Al.
Nice to see you again.
You too. What were you just making?
Pancakes.
You were? Why, it's late. It's 11:42. Wow, I respect that.
Well, we had to watch Real Housewives this morning.
You had homework.
Yeah.
Me too. I woke up and watched it this morning.
That's what I said to him. I said, I feel like I have homework.
I'm sorry.
I'll tell you, all those women scare the hell out of me.
Yeah. You did well. Suzanne wouldn't have been a good housewife, which is very positive for you.
Right. She's my housewife.
Yeah, exactly. She's actually a good housewife.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.